We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. Marching Through History is an educational organization that promotes the teaching of history through live interaction, and they'll be hosting a very special event at George Ingalls Equestrian Center next month. Here to tell us more is Jeff Sharp, Executive Director of Marching Through History, and Brenda Asta, Chief of Staff. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Start by telling us, what is the Marching Through History organization?
The Marching Through History organization started in 1997. As an adjunct to the 100th anniversary of Irvine Park being commemorated. Irvine Park during World War I and World War II was used as a military installation for training purposes. So we used that facility, which had a history of its own relating to our military history, and then we took and just expanded into other periods, which is what a timeline living history is about. A timeline living history event is something that starts at point A and goes to point B. So you'll see things out there where you go from the American Revolution to the Civil War, or from the American Revolution to World War I. They'll take specific time frames and build their entire educational platform around that concept. So we took that concept, took it to the county. The county said, yeah, let's do this. And we've been doing this off and on now for quite a few years.
And tell us about the Marching Through History Exposition.
Marching Through History Exposition is an educational, totally immersive event where people can come and learn about our history from the Romans all the way through to the Vietnam conflict, with fully dressed educators, actors, hands-on learning for the people that are coming.
And when and where is this going to be taking place?
The event is November 20th and 21st at the George Ingalls Equestrian Center in Norco. It opens at 10 a.m. and on Saturday and runs through Sunday. We close at 5 on Saturday and 4 on Sunday. The biggest and best part of the event is it's free for families to get in. So you can load your car up and bring everyone. It's level ground, easy even for the seniors to get around. It's under shade the whole time, other than some of the battles that are out on the battlefield. But it's a great learning experience for everyone. A lot of hands-on activities for the children and the adults to get involved with. For example, for the ladies, there's soap making, butter churning, hand sewing. They'll learn songs from the different time periods that they can sing along to. For boys and girls alike, in some of the 16th century, they have an opportunity to pick up a pike or a sword, wooden sword, of course, and learn how to use it. And then they get to do like a little mock battle doing it.
And tell us about the dedication of the event this year.
Well, the dedication of the event this year, of course, has to revolve around the young man who we lost from Norco, a young Marine who gave his life protecting others, people he didn't know. He was over there doing his job, and unfortunately he was part of the attack that killed the 13 servicemen at the Kabul airport. His name was Kareem Nkoy, and he was a local man who, you can never do more than sacrifice yourself for others. And he's on the war memorial, the beautiful war memorial that the city of Norco has, that's actually on that property site. So we're going to dedicate this year's event to him and to his grieving family.
And tell us about the special guests who will be in attendance as well.
Well, we have, she talks about historians. We call them interpretive specialists. We have people who immerse themselves completely as the alter ego of people like General George Patton or Abraham Lincoln or Ulysses S. Grant, George and Martha Washington. These people spend their time as historians learning not only the basic stuff that we've all seen on the internet or learned through books and things. They actually learn the mannerisms of the people. So when you see a Franklin Roosevelt or an Abraham Lincoln that's at one of these types of events, these people are completely immersed in what we call a first-person interpretation. They'll speak to you, but they don't speak to you in the same English that you and I speak, of course. So they'll use whatever words were used during the time frame that they actually were walking the earth. And so when you sit and talk to these people, if you get to spend any time with them at all, the hair on your arms will stand up, you know, when you're sitting there talking to George Washington.
This sounds like something that requires a great deal of study and training. And
these people are the best educational people in their field on the platform. And when you think about how kids learn today, children especially are so desensitized by all the video games and all the things that they do that to try to do two-dimensional education any longer doesn't have the impact it had on me, being a 57-year-old guy. I could learn in two dimensions from a book and absorb it and kind of get an idea. That doesn't work so much for kids anymore because kids are in the 3D world. So the opportunity for them to come to a facility and learn everything from the Roman Senate all the way through, why was the average Southerner fighting during the Civil War? You know, we hear about the concepts, but what about the average guy? Well, for him, it was, hey, these blue bellies have invaded my part of the country. I'm fighting for my friends and my family and where I live. I'm not fighting for some cause or some ideal. I'm fighting because I'm protecting myself, my family, my neighbors, and my family. So when you get an opportunity as a student to break through all of the political stuff that is evolved and everything that's going on these days and be able to actually talk to a Civil War soldier as if you were actually there or if you were in some kind of a time machine and can go back and talk to somebody that's from that period, the perspective that these kids get, they go away with something completely different than what they've been taught through the education system. And that's what we try to do. We try to provide clarity so that people understand the truth from the fluff.
So these characters interact not only with each other, but also with the audience.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You can walk right up to them.
You
can walk right up to them and say, "Hello, General Eisenhower. How are you today, sir?" And he's going to go right into General Eisenhower. He'll talk and interact exactly that way that that man from Texas acted.
And what is the meeting of the minds?
The meeting of the minds is kind of a play on what Steve Allen used to do on TV. And that is, the meeting of the minds will be an opportunity for people to get a short presentation from these different historical figures and then ask them actual questions, you know, as if they were speaking to General Grant or Abraham Lincoln. If they've got a question about, well, why did you do this at this point in time, and what was your motivation to do that? That historical interpretive specialist is so good at his job that he'll be able to just march through his brain, march right into that and go, oh, well, this is why we did this at this point, at this time, in this battle. They are absolutely immersed in their character. And so the meeting of the minds is an opportunity for the public in a seated format, like almost like in a theater in the round kind of a thing, where you'll have a stage and you'll have several people on the stage all simultaneously, and that these individuals will be able to actually go up to a microphone and ask the question that they want to ask, and everybody gets educated all at the same time. Because one person can ask a question, and instead of that interpretive specialist having to answer that same question 15 times throughout the day, he can actually do it right in a forum format where everybody can all hear the question. So instead of getting that same question 15 times a day, he gets it once and hundreds of people get the answer instead of just having to try to deal with them individually.
And what entertainment is going to be there?
Well, the chief of staff here spoke to the historical reenactments, and there'll be a Civil War fight. You haven't seen anything until you get out on the field and you're 40 feet away from a field piece, a Napoleon gun, firing. across the field.
Cannons going,
you know,
off.
Cannons and the World War II guys and the machine guns and all the stuff that they had and that they were using in those days. It gets really, really loud, but it's a lot of fun. And our job is to hook people into asking the question. If we can just get the kid to ask the question about why you did this or what was this about or what was the Battle of Antietam, or you just have to get them hooked, and then the natural inquisitive nature of them will take over. One of the very first events we did, I was wandering around in my golf cart or something, trying to herd the cats, do my thing, and I noticed this man like harassing one of our volunteer staff, and he wouldn't leave her alone. So I went over to see what the deal was, and he says, I want to know who runs this thing. I said, well, I run the thing. I'm Jeff Sharp. I'm the guy that runs it. What can I do for you? He says, I was just here to feed the ducks with my boy, and I came to this event, and I couldn't believe it. And he was a Hispanic man. He had a teardrop, a tattoo on his face. He'd been to prison. He'd killed somebody and gone to prison. So he's a pretty serious dude. And he was just absolutely enthralled by what we did and what he got to see and what his son got to experience. And he pledged to me that day that I'm going to bring... I says, you know what? He says, I have a completely different view of what this country's about and why we're all here and why this is the melting pot. And I'm going to bring my entire family back tomorrow. And that man brought his... I met 15 of them the next day. You know, he introduced them all to me because he wanted them to experience what he and his son had done. So if we can do that with just one family every time we do this thing, then I consider us a great success because we've taught Americans about what it is to be in America. E pluribus unum, from many, one. It's on your money, and it's there for a reason. The founding fathers wanted you to think about, no matter where you came from, no matter what your circumstance, there was always room for you in the greatest country in the world.
I'm speaking with Jeff Sharp, Executive Director of Marching Through History, and Brenda Asta, Chief of Staff. Tell us again about the event, the when, the where, the parking situation.
Parking is $10 per vehicle. You can pile as many people as you want into your car. It's still only going to cost you $10. The event is free to get in. We are at the George Ingalls Equestrian Center in Norco at 3535 Crestview Drive.
And that's taking place on Saturday, November 20th, and Sunday, November 21st. And food and beverage, I assume those are going to be there?
We have some really great food vendors out there. There's one called Big Daddy's Barbecue, and it is the best barbecue in the area. And we'll have Mexican food with tacos and everything that goes along with that, and the fresh fruit drinks. There will be sandwiches and,
the usual fare.
Hawaiian ice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. A good variety of foods for everyone to choose from.
And is there anything else we should know about this event?
We hope to see everybody out there.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful event. You'll walk away with a whole new
perspective
on American history.
And all we hear is negative, negative, negative these days. But if you've never been a soldier, if you've never traveled the world, you have no clue of what real abject poverty is. You have no clue of what real suffering is until you go to other places in the world and you see how people live day to day. They have to put a pot on their head and walk a mile just to go get water out of a filthy river somewhere or a stream. Until you've seen that stuff, you have no perspective as to what it is to live in the greatest and freest country in the world. And we have all of our problems, and I get it. There's a lot of things that are wrong with how we do things, but we're still the last best hope of man.
Where can we go to get more information on Marching Through History?
On our website at marchingthroughhistory.org, and the through is THRU.
I've been speaking with Jeff Sharp, Executive Director of Marching Through History, and Brenda Asta, Chief of Staff. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you have a very successful event.
Thank you for
You're
having
very
us.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.